Welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast, starring your host, Domingo Pepperoni.
Hey Roman, can you say something funny for me again?
And our special guest, Raymond Noodle.
Waluigi in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Listen to the Pepperoni Podcast, sponsored by Anchor. Listen to the whole thing, you little bitch.
Hi, I'm Domingo Pepperoni. This is the Pepperoni Podcast. I'm your host, Domingo Pepperoni, and this is Domingo Pepperoni, but not Domingo Pepperoni. It's Raymond Noodles.
I'm Raymond Noodles. This time, I'm Raymond Noodles, and that's Domingo Pepperoni. I remembered it.
Right.
Got it.
Wait.
It's in... What?
Fuck, I'm...
Wait.
I'm Domingo now.
Yeah, you're Domingo.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought I wasn't Domingo.
Or are you? Hold on.
This is stupid. This podcast is fucking stupid.
Why'd you give us, like, over 1,000 views? You caused this. There wouldn't have been a second episode if you just didn't click on the video.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, Roman, I brought you on this podcast today because I wanted to play a couple games with you.
Oh, right? I see. Oh, okay.
Now, the first
building
game...
Building off of the first podcast, I see.
Right. No, we're gonna fuck later, but, I wanted to...
damn it.
I had this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Tic Tac Trust.
Okay.
It's like tic-tac-toe, right? But, like, we don't really have any paper or pens. So, we're just gonna say where we put it. we just gotta pray that, like, we don't lie when we say, like,
all right.
There was already a place there. Are you ready? Okay, I call going first. I'm gonna put X in the middle square.
I'm putting X.
And no, you can't put X, though.
Oh, I'm putting O.
Right.
In the upper square.
Okay, like, up the middle or
up the middle?
Up the middle. I'm gonna put mine directly left to the middle, so like left from the center.
I see. I'm putting mine right to the middle.
Fuck.
What are you gonna do, bitch?
I'm gonna put my X on the middle square.
Alright, well, for my O, I put it in the bottom right, I win. Tic-tac-toe.
Oh,
bitch,
wait.
Let's
go. You didn't...
Tic-tac-toe.
Wait, give me just a second. Hold on.
Yeah. I put it here.
Okay, you put it there.
No,
you didn't put it there.
Yeah,
you didn't put it there.
I said left to middle. I said right to middle. Right to middle. This is the middle. This is where you put it. You put yours there. I put mine here. And then I put mine down below.
No, that's
below
not...
That.
No. I put mine
up here.
You put yours here.
Okay, let's go.
I am...
Easy.
Yeah, no, fuck this game. I'm never playing Tic Tac Trust again. All right, anyways, the next game I wanted to play was... I have a pizza here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And every time, for every pizza slice we eat, we take off one article of clothing.
Okay. I play this with my uncle a lot.
Oh, really? Me
yeah.
too. So, pretty much, whoever gets their clothes off first gets fucked.
Okay. I see.
All right. I'm down.
Let's go.
I'm down. Okay. Let's go. Let's go right now.
Are we going to be doing this throughout the podcast?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's wait
fuck,
till
I accidentally ate the entire pizza box. Well, shit.
Yeah, there we go.
We just...
Go on.
All right.
Now that's what I'd like to see. Oh. Jesus, I'm fast. Let's go. Hey, Jimmy, what podcast do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to the Pepperoni Podcast.
And why is that, Billy?
I like to see Domingo and Raymond fuck.
Okay.
I like listening to it on my phone.
Oh, that was pretty good.
You know, that was a pretty good fuck, especially as I made a joke during fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's some pretty intense, like, high-level shit.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like the Pez this time?
Mm.
Good Pez?
I see you've added on to it. You've added, like, a lightsaber.
Mm. Like, oh, yeah.
A mini lightsaber to the tip. It really you know, it really expands.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Jeremy Renner app?
I don't believe I have.
You don't believe you have?
No. Isn't Jeremy Renner the guy from, like, the guy that plays Hawkeye?
Yes, it is the guy that plays Hawkeye. So, okay. So let me break this down for you. Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who plays Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I would like to note that he's also a country singer.
Really?
He's interesting. His singing is interesting.
Okay. Is it good?
I'm going to be... I'm gonna be straight honest with you, Roman.
Yeah.
He is the most mediocre singer you will ever hear in your life. You don't hate it. You don't like it. It's just insanely mediocre.
Okay.
Like, it's so mediocre.
That sounds good.
It's like, if you look up okay in the dictionary, you won't find a picture of Jeremy Renner because the dictionary doesn't have pictures.
All right.
But it's so okay. That's... Funny?
Come on, laugh.
Laugh
that was
right
pretty
now.
Well constructed. I liked where, like, you made this sense of false security where I thought you were going to make a joke that a lot of people make, and that's very highly regarded as a funny joke, and then you made it, put a twist on it, showing that, no, you will not see his face in the dictionary, because the dictionary does not have pictures.
So, wait.
It's a very interesting twist on the original classic that
so
we
anyways,
all know.
In the Jeremy Renner app, okay. Right? It's like Instagram or Facebook. However, there's so many Jeremy Renner fans, he just can't keep up. So he needs to get a separate app for his own people.
Just for him.
Just for him. Only could post.
Only he can post.
And then get this. You can't just like the pictures like in Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're able to give him stars. So you're able to give him as many likes as you want.
Or
you
stars.
Can give him 500 stars.
Are stars
you can give
basically
him two
just
stars
money?
On a post. Would you believe it or not? Yes, it is money. Because in order to get stars, you have to spend money on the app.
Of course you do.
There's no, like, free method of getting stars. No. You have to spend at least $5 in order to purchase stars.
Wow.
Just so you can jerk off
that's,
Jeremy Renner.
That sounds
so
amazing.
So you pay him, and
what,
then you jerk
what's
him
it called?
Off. It's the Jeremy Renner app. However, the reason I brought this up, because I have brought this up to you before at a previous date. But, unfortunately, the Jeremy Renner app is planning on closing.
What?
Very, very soon.
Why? I don't understand. What could have gone wrong?
I know. As a fellow Jeremy Renner superfan, I am heartbroken.
Why?
To hear about the closure of the Jeremy Renner app.
This is terrible. This is terrible news.
And unfortunately, the reason it closed down... was because a bunch of people...
No one was buying the fucking stars.
Not only that, no one was buying the stars. Except for, like, fucking assholes who went on Facebook, went onto the app, marked their account as Jeremy Renner. They put the name Jeremy Renner in the picture of Jeremy Renner and said, like, really stupid shit.
Okay.
Like, I go poopy in my underwear. they made Jeremy Renner say some really stupid shit. And, Jeremy didn't like that. he didn't like that. So unfortunately he had to close his app.
That is some terrible news.
I can't believe a scam was ended because people realized it was a scam and abused said scam.
That's terrible news. You know, as a
and
Jeremy
like,
Renner super fan, I am
right.
very disappointed.
You like, know, when I saw Hawkeye, I was like, man, if only there was, like,
an app
so I can only see pictures of Hawkeye.
And videos of Hawkeye.
Oh, right. Only videos
and, like,
of Hawkeye.
It's basically just Instagram, but just Hawkeye. And I can
right.
spend money and
to
give my money to
Hawkeye.
To give
him stars on his country video, like 30-second mic tests for his country music videos.
Yes.
I'm so down.
Hmm.
You know what I would want?
What would you want?
Really long hair. You know Bruford from JoJo?
Yeah.
Like, you know how he can control his long hair? For
yeah.
those who don't watch JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
He has really long hair. He can control it. I would so be down to masturbate with that hair.
Interesting.
Like, if you really think about it,
mm-hmm.
it extends, and you can, like, wrap the hair around
so basically,
your penis.
That's also Love Deluxe.
Oh, that's true. You cockos, except you'd be gay.
I mean,
to have a stand named Love Deluxe.
It's true.
Actually, you know what? Gay people are okay, so I'm gonna. I'd take it.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna just stop here.
All right. Are there like... Okay. I'm going to...
Yeah, okay.
This conversation is dropping.
Mm. We need some distractions. Let's get one of these books here. Never mind.
All right.
This podcast was a shitty idea. We should have never fucking done this.
Oh, okay.
This was like, such a bad idea.
This was a terrible idea.
Can we stop here? Can we stop the recording here?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get my phone. I'm going to get my Google, all right? And then here on Google News, whatever I scroll to and click on first, we're going to talk about.
All right, good idea. I'm fucking bored.
Holy shit. Are we all wrong about black holes?
Oh my god, are we wrong about black holes?
Okay, listen here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Craig Callender, first of all, I would kill to have that last name. Craig Callender.
And then people go up to you and say, hey, what day is it? And you're like, oh, I don't know, what am I, calendar?
Craig Callender worries that the analogy between black holes and thermodynamics,
oh,
I don't even know what a thermodynamics is.
I do.
Has been
learned
stretched
that in sex
too
ed
far.
Class.
And then there's just a picture of him surfing. There's a picture of Craig Callender surfing.
Do you think he's surfing while deeply thinking about black holes?
I mean, I don't know about you, but it looks...
Wow, look at that. He's drawing a shape on a board, dude. He knows what's up.
He knows what the fuck he's doing.
Is that a calendar? Is he, like, marking the day of the week?
I mean, it looks like, from the looks of him, it looks like he's getting a lot of black holes if you're catching my drift.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, because, you know, he's a scientist, and he experiments on black holes and finds more information about them.
Yeah. This isn't working. Can you please find another article?
All right, the wet banana.
The wet banana!
The wet banana.
Even mom's writing wet banana.
Okay, for those of you, like...
Okay.
Well, based on the wet banana.
Okay.
You know Nostalgia Critic, right?
Yes, Nostalgia Critic.
You know how he used to be good, right?
Oh, he used to be great.
You know how he's not good?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah. What happened? Like, the commercials...
Oh, they
were like,
so good.
They were so good.
Oh, yeah. I love those episodes.
The and Masturbator. Then, like, oh, what else?
No,
the
no, no. Not, it wasn't the Masturbator. It was the fucking Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner.
The
oh
Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner. Okay.
That thing is art.
Yeah.
For those who are wondering, after this podcast, definitely check out those videos. Mm-hmm. I will be putting them in the links below. If you're on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, fuck you. But, like, these videos are so amazing.
Even though, like, the Nostalgia Critic, like, I used to watch him a lot. He used to be, like, really
high
quality,
me too.
Honestly.
Me too. I've been rewatching season one of Nostalgia Critic earlier this week, and it's really good. It's a little dated.
It's just baffling.
It's really good.
How something of so high in, like, quality and, like, you know, thought could just, like, go down to what it is now. Like,
yeah. It's honestly quite a shame.
No, like, what happened to the Nostalgia Critic? Like, he just got, like, bored, and, like, now he's only doing it for the views or something? I don't know. It's just really sad.
Do you think, like, Morgs used to have, like, really good videos, right? He used to have time and effort and have funny jokes and genuinely try to entertain people. He got, like, zero views. So then he got his fucking mom and his dad, and he said, listen, I know you guys are really bad
just
at acting.
Just read this shitty script that I made on the car right over here.
Exactly. All right?
And then we'll make millions of dollars, trust me.
And now he's making videos, and he, like, hands his mom the script, and he's like, okay, you're gonna call this broccoli a mini tree, and you're gonna call this a cucumber, you're gonna call it I forgot what he called it, a green sausage. And then you're gonna take a bite out of both of them, and then pretend to spit it out, and we're gonna laugh at you.
That is funny. That is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I came up with that on the way from, like, Publix to here.
You know what I came up with on the way from Publix to here? While looking at Lola Bunny from Looney Tunes.
Tell me.
The Wonder Boner.
Okay.
Mm. Mm. Actually, I'm not a furry, so it's more like the No Reason Boner. Picking up what I'm putting down, sniffing what I'm scratching.
What the fuck does Ninja Sex Party have to do with anything?
I don't fucking know. This podcast sucks ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, so...
Can we get another article?
A channel that I find
Very,
we're talking
like,
about YouTube.
Yeah. Like, close to the Nostalgia Critic is obviously,
Scott the Waz?
No, not Scott the Waz.
What? I mean, they have very similar editing stuff. You know, I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead.
Is James, you know.
You mean the guy
mean the angry video game nerd.
You mean the guy that the Nostalgia Critic straight up fist fought?
Wait.
In a parking lot? Wait. You've never seen the AVGN versus Nostalgia Critic fight?
No.
Well, I know what we're doing after this podcast.
Okay.
We're halfway through it.
All right.
I'd be down.
All right. Yeah, but like, so the angry video game.
Let me turn the lights on real quick. The lights are now on.
Ah. Oh, that's so good. I was just drinking my orange juice.
Oh, wait.
All right. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we weren't fucking.
What? You? No, ew. Okay.
What? Okay, I'm sorry.
So, like, the Angry Video Game Nerd, right? It's very similar to Channel Awesome or the Nostalgia Critic or whatever. But, like, it just... I don't understand how one person, right? The Nostalgia Critic, Channel Awesome is an entire team. James is just one person.
And that's so true.
And he has, like... In my opinion, his content is will be better.
He has two people. Three people.
Three people?
Yeah. The guitar guy?
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Yes, he does. He's even part of the crew.
Even though he is, like, that is the most kick-ass theme song in anything ever.
There's also, what the fuck, Mike Mate. Motherfucker Mike?
Yeah, Motherfucker Mike, but that's very side content.
I mean, the part of his side content, but also he does, like, camera
right now,
work.
I'm just talking about Angry Video Game Nerd.
Okay, fair.
You know? Like, it's basically one guy. Channel Awesome has, like, an entire crew. And they still trump over, like, the Nostalgia Critic. That's, like, pretty unbelievable. After, what, like, 10 years now?
Right.
Like, way longer than 10 years.
Also, I'd like to note that if you like the Nostalgia Critic, good for you. I am very happy for you for liking the Nostalgia Critic. And I am glad you can enjoy something that we physically cannot. But what the fuck is wrong with you?
Seriously, what's the issue with you? I want you to go to a video.
Listen.
No, I want you to go to the latest Nostalgia Critic video.
I want you to stop watching Nostalgia Critic for a minute. Unplug the bed from the hospital. Tell the doctors that the meds aren't needed anymore. And live your life like a human. And then come back to me and tell me that he's a good channel.
Okay, but seriously, I want you to go over, look at the latest video that the Nostalgia Critic has actually made, and then go look at something that he's made, like, what, 7 years back?
Yeah, and you'll notice the insane, well, I wouldn't say drop in quality, but, you know, drop in quality.
Just complete bombing of...
Again, we're not making fun of poor Doug Walker. I mean, he seems like a great guy.
It's just his minus content is pretty lackluster.
Because we don't judge people as people, unless it's Jake Paul. We judge people for their content. And Nostalgia Critic's content
is
a little lacking.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean,
James
it used to
Rolfe
be great.
Content is amazing.
It slaps.
It slaps.
You see, after like a solid 15 years, I think now, of doing content, you'd think that he'd get dried up, right?
Yeah, and
I
like
mean,
at the end of every
TV
episode...
Most TV shows get dried up after, like, this fifth or sixth season.
Yeah, like, you can pick an Angry Video Game Nerd. Any episode.
Any episode. You will be entertained by it.
Right.
You will at least laugh once.
Well, I don't know about episode two. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde?
Dude.
Wasn't he, like, drunk?
I don't know, man.
I'd prefer the revisited one on episode two.
It's like episode two. Come on.
Episode one was so much better.
Cut him some slack.
James Rolfe, he admitted himself, walked in there, drunk as a skunk, sat on his chair to complain for 8 minutes about a video game from 1988 that nobody has touched in years. Yeah. Not a single person has touched in years.
That's just the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Okay,
you just
no,
mentioned the entire channel.
That's true.
In like a sentence. Yeah.
But I mean, like, The Karate Kid was cool.
The Karate Kid.
All of the episodes.
Yeah, all the episodes were great. I think my favorite is probably Bugs Bunny, Crazy Castle.
Crazy Castle?
Yeah.
My favorite will always be Atari Sports Games. That was the one that just made me laugh the most.
Also...
And it was also the most interesting for me.
On the topic of the Angry Video Game Nerd, you've seen the movie, right?
Yes. I would not like to express my opinion on the movie in front of a specific person in this room out of fear that I will be lambasted and completely and utterly gutted.
Okay, just tell me.
Of all respect.
What's your opinion? What's your opinion on the Angry Video Game Nerd movie?
Do you really want
to
know?
I would love to know.
Do you really want
to
know?
I would love to know.
Listen, the Pepperoni Podcast is a place of honesty and respect. And after I watched the movie featuring the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yes.
This is excluding the review part, by the way.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's the review
part. It's just another episode of Angry Video Game.
And it's really good, minus the fact that there's a crowd of people there laughing, and it kind of threw me off a little bit, but okay. I don't know how to put this. Do you know the Nostalgia Critic now?
Yeah.
You know how good his content is now?
Yeah.
I think you can connect the dots.
Yeah, I agree.
But really?
Come on. I mean,
it sucked. I mean, the premise was fine.
I mean,
I thought the premise was okay.
I like what they were going for.
You had to add more characters to the Angry Video Game Nerd lore.
We
didn't need that. Why didn't we get like Motherfucker Mike and Bootsy? They would have been way better characters than the ones in the actual show.
Like, I liked what they were going for too. Like. It was just supposed to be like a cheesy 80s movie, you know? Your average cheesy 80s movie.
I'm kind of feeling it. I'll give them credit. It's better than what the Game Grumps did when they made a TV show.
Oh, what was it called? Like
Game On?
Yeah.
Listen. Game Grumps?
The entire joke of the first episode was that you could look up the girl's panties in the video game.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about Game Grumps, it'll just make me sad.
Okay. Back to the movie. I mean,
it's a movie.
Even James himself has stated that
he didn't like the movie that much.
Well, yeah, but like it's better to at least have the experience of making a movie, even if it's god awful, than not make a movie at all.
Like, true.
The Angry Video Game Nerd.
I mean, you could also say the same thing about Food Fight and The Room, and those movies are worse than AIDS. However,
well, there's a clear line.
At least Tommy Wiseau was in a movie.
There's a clear line between movie and complete dog shit, okay?
I have a feeling.
There's a line.
Besides the review part, which is just an AVGN episode, yeah. The Angry Video Game Nerd really teeters on that line between movie and dog shit. Especially with, the terrible villain. And, I mean, I would complain about the effects, but, it's an Angry Video Game Nerd movie. What did I expect? But, it leaves more to be desired.
I mean,
it looks really cheap.
For fun, I enjoyed my time watching it, not because it's a good movie.
Like an artistic
movie. Yeah, but because, masterpiece. It's just fun to see
the Angry Video Game Nerd in a movie.
It's fun to see the Angry Video Game Nerd, you know?
I mean, that's what I thought I would feel going into it. Like, even if it's bad, even if he literally says fuck over and over again for an hour and a half, seeing the Angry Video Game Nerd on the big screen would be enough, but I don't know. I don't think it was enough. It just wasn't worth it for me.
Well, I...
But that's personally...
I enjoyed it for all the wrong reasons, you know?
Because it was James Rolfe, and it was the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
You know what I don't think there was enough of?
Tits.
Sex scenes.
Exactly what I was thinking
of. You see,
of.
You want to know why I wanted...
Exactly what
Motherfucker
I was thinking
Mike?
Of.
We needed Motherfucker Mike so he can motherfuck James Rolfe.
But you know what? I think if they just added that, it would have already gotten an 100 in my book.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Dude.
That would have been
Motherfucker
better
Mike.
The Godfather? Get out of here. Godfather, Shawshank Redemption.
Why didn't they just make
Forrest Gump?
Mr. Bucket, the movie.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
Or Dream Phone, or Mr. Bucket and Dream Phone team up. And then it's a movie of James,
you know,
or
what?
Board game James.
As a fellow YouTuber, if I ever make a movie, it will be the stupidest thing
definitely.
Any human will ever have to sit through.
Definitely.
It will be worse than AIDS.
And it's going to be intentionally like, bad, mind you.
Oh, no, it won't be bad. We will try
to make it horrible.
It won't be bad. It's not a movie. It's an experience that you will never feel in your life again unless you rewatch the movie.
It's a train wreck that did a 360 flip into an orphanage that launched, like, a nuclear bomb out of the basement that landed on the moon, which made the moon blow up, and all the tides on Earth completely disappear, and then chunks of the moon landed on the sun and caused a disruption of gravity among the Earth, and the Earth just went spinning like fucking crazy and went completely off the axis and rotation of everything. And then everybody just freezes to death. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's just gonna be kind of bad.
That too, but
I already know who the villain's gonna be. The pee-pee poo-poo man.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's the villain.
Of course. Who else could it be?
And you know what? I don't want to spoil the whole movie, but there will in fact be multiple scenes of me and fellow Domingo Pepperoni. Sex scenes?
Dude, obviously.
Right, besides the sex scenes.
Okay.
But like me.
Titties.
And multiple other titties. Characters.
Titties.
Nude.
Titties.
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 Like nude.
Let's
titties.
Let's go, yes.
Nude titties and ass.
Okay.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Naked bitches.
Okay.
All shitting their pants.
All shitting their pants.
Simultaneously. Like there will be a zooming out shot.
There will be
all of them shitting their pants.
No, but how we're going to film it is that they are not going to get paid if it's not real shit. It is going to be real shit.
We need to see the shit come out of the borderline of their underwear. You know what I'm talking about, like the little rim there?
Yeah,
it has to be coming out of there.
And if not, if they're wearing jeans, it has to be enough so that it's dripping out of their leg into their shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Or onto the floor.
Dude, if their legs aren't brown by the time they after the scene's
they're not getting paid.
Right.
They're not getting paid.
You're going to do like a actor check. And if they don't have the fucking brown covering their legs, they're not getting paid. This podcast was stupid. This podcast fucking sucks.
It was really stupid.
This was a terrible idea. Do you think... Would you fuck a frog?
It depends, really. Are we talking like
wait.
A humanoid frog?
I don't want to talk about humanoid frogs.
No, so
is
it a humanoid frog? Yes or no?
Okay.
Tell me, yes or no.
There is a wrong answer to this. It's the one from My Hero.
I understand that, but you said a frog. Is it a humanoid frog or not?
Of course it's humanoid. I said the one from My Hero.
Oh, then no.
That was the wrong answer.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. That was the right answer.
It's a normal frog, then. Yeah, I'm down. Oh,
well, dude, yeah. Obviously. How's it going to run if it has, like, the stumpy little four legs?
That's the part that really turns me on the most.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like feet and, like, when...
Cut it.
No.
Cut it.
When they run...
Podcast finished.
And their feet...
finished. Turn it off.
Get all scruffy.
Turn it off. Goodbye.
And dirty. You're not turning it off. You are not turning it off. No. No, we have we have 3 more minutes. We have to handle these people for 3 more minutes. Don't you fucking dare leave. Don't you leave! You're not escaping!
Don't even think about it.
Anyway, when they run...
We will find you and take a giant shit inside of your nostrils as you sleep.
Exactly. No, we will find you and we will make you actors in my fucking movie. No. That is your form of torture. This podcast is stupid.
Okay. I think we really got something going here.
I want to masturbate so bad.
You know what? Me too. Come on, let's go.
Wait. Masturbate each other or just masturbate?
For the next 2 minutes.
No, we don't gotta... You know, fine. So how are you enjoying your orange juice, Roman?
It's pretty good. It tastes slightly bitter, but you know what? It's fine.
Oh, well, that's good. Hold on, let me take a sip of my soda.
I'm sorry, this orange juice is just really good.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude. Like, I'm drinking my soda. Do you fucking mind?
Oh. Ow, my orange juice just slapped me in the face.
How did your juice slap you in the face? It's a liquid. Huh, wait. Before we end this podcast, right? We have a few seconds left.
Okay.
I need to ask you a very important...
Important question.
What is it? Is this for the viewers that there? Have stayed?
Yes.
Is this their reward?
Yes, this is a reward.
Okay.
Out of all the listeners of this podcast, who would you fuck? Gotta be honest. It'll be this one right here.
Yeah, me too.
This one that's what I was thinking. Right now?
The one that's listening right now. The one right. that's paying attention.
Right.
Right now.
Right. No, the one I'm hearing.
The one that's looking at the one that's like no, listening the one. To the podcast.
Right. That
one. You, yeah, you. You. Right there. You.
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 Listen. Listen.
You. You. I mean, I'd be
you
down.
Beautiful bastard.
Damn.
Like, I would fuck you.
Listen.
So hard. Unless you were one of the people that were like, nostalgic.
Get out of it. What are you still doing
Cut
here?
Out.
Leave.
What do we say about the hospital?
The tie, you dumb bastard. Wait, wait.